This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods and for Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson. Southeast Missouri State University recently launched the Red Hawk Food Pantry, joining over 400 other colleges across the country to help students who don't have enough to eat. A recent student government study at Southeast indicated that 15% of students had an inadequate food supply at least four times during the semester. I spoke with Southeast President Dr. Carlos Vargas as part of the television program Focus on Southeast and asked him about the pantry and why it's so important.
I would like to make a statement here. I am very troubled by the fact that we have students, even one is too many, that actually go hungry in the semester, and the statistics that you have read clearly demonstrate that. So I am extremely excited about the fact that the university came together and put this in place. And I'd like to take the opportunity to acknowledge Dr. McAllister in the office of the provost. He's the vice provost who actually, as advisor to Lambda Chi Alpha, which is the fraternity whose national philanthropic platform is Feed America, worked with them and submitted a proposal for funding for results that resulted in a $15,000 grant that will cover the project's initial startup costs and limited operational expenses. So that's quite a project, and I'm very happy. So I would like to acknowledge him and the fraternity. It's wonderful that they're doing this. So having said that, the idea here is to give an opportunity for students that are going hungry to have a place to go and get non-perishable items and be able to satisfy that need that they have.
One of the things we've talked about a lot, and you talk about a lot, is retention and graduation rates. Mm-hmm. How does this impact retention and graduation rates?
Well, certainly, if a student is able to be well nourished, that student is going to be more concerned with learning, with doing well in his or her studies. A person that's suffering of hunger is not in a position to really pay much attention to the studies that they're here to do. So. Not only is this something that can benefit those students that are going hungry, but also it really does provide, I believe, an incentive for other students here to stay around because they see the university caring about the student population. That's what I see. I see students helping students. And in some ways, the university is sort of like a catalyst for that. But it's giving students in general an opportunity to show their compassion, to show how they care for others. And I think that develops a sense of community, and that sense of community makes you more, attaches you more to the campus. And so overall, you end up with students who care more about the institution, and then they care about staying around and finishing their degree here.
That was part of my conversation with Southeast President Carlos Vargas about the Red Hawk Food Pantry. The university hopes to have the pantry fully operational by fall 2017.